Agency owners, it's time for a new episode of the Agency Blueprint, the number one podcast for agency owners looking to build systems to simplify and gain reliable profit growth, while also reducing stress and getting their personal life back. I'm your host, Robert Patton, international bestselling author, agency scale partner, and founder of Creative Agency Success. If you enjoy this episode, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button to make sure that you never miss an episode and help keep the show at the top of the charts so it can be found by more agency owners like you. And now for the show. Hey everyone, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the most important aspect of your agency's business, the results that you deliver. Results are ultimately the foundation of everything you do, whether it's retaining clients, growing their accounts, closing new sales. Measuring the impact of the work that you're doing is not only essential to demonstrating the value, but it's also a key component to driving client satisfaction and your long-term partnership. In this episode, we're going to explore how to track share results with your clients, how to go about initiatives to understand what it's more about. We're going to talk about why it's so crucial to highlighting your results in a sales conversation. We're going to talk about how you're going to encourage clients to share their successes and those metrics with you. What even should you be measuring in the first place? And if you're looking to strengthen your agency, strengthen your client relationships, and attract new business, this episode is going to be paramount to your future success. So let's first start with why results are ultimately a non-negotiable. So I'm going to frame it this way. And obviously, with me being the finance guy, I'm going to be talking about it from a finance perspective. But if you were to be talking with a stockbroker and they were to be investing your money, how are you going to go about evaluating who it is that you're going to be working with? Your predominant thing that you're going to be talking with them about is, well, what is your typical return on portfolios that you manage? What is the performance that you had in the past year or two? You're going to be finding out exactly what's going on. And your work is no different. Your work is the same. Your clients are working with your agency to serve a business purpose, to achieve a business outcome. And if you are not measuring it the exact same way that a stockbroker or a wealth manager is measuring their performance on their portfolios, you are doing something wrong. And your clients want to know the exact same thing. They want to know the results that you have driven. And if you don't know, you're out of the conversation.
Definitely. I do like the equation or equating it to a stockbroker, right? Because that is how you measure, okay, is this person good? Are they going to be able to deliver? It's how they ultimately make those business decisions of like, oh yes, I want to go with Warren Buffett. I see he has a great track record of return. I believe he knows what to do with my money. I believe he'll give me a good return on my investment overall, right? And that's what ultimately businesses are doing. We're investing our dollars, trying to make more. Mm-hmm. And am I investing with you? Are you going to be able to safeguard, be a good steward of my money and be able to make it bring back more dollars, right? And so, yes, results are going to be paramount.
So the number one thing that I get as a pushback here is, well, you know, we're a branding agency and there's so many other pieces of implication that ultimately feed into this and we have no way of really measuring the impact that we have. And I'm going to call bull because you absolutely do. And so you largely, in my opinion, have two choices. You can either be part of the conversation and measure the result, or you can be evaluated on the result and not be part of the conversation. So I personally would much rather be part of the conversation then be excluded from it. And being very clear on what those results ultimately are, you can measure them. And sure, there's potential for the cost associated with measuring the impact from a branding project or a new identity or a positioning statement. What is the actual impact from that? And it could be an incredibly expensive thing to understand, doing research on brand sentiment and doing focus groups and collecting data and all of that. And you don't have to go to that level of degree. But in an example, for us as an example, the rebrand process that we went through in the 2023 year, the impact that we ultimately had from that branding exercise, which I gave to the agency that helped us with our rebrand, I gave them how much of an impact that it ultimately had in click-through rates, cost for ads, how much our reduction in cost ultimately ended up happening. Our ads largely were 70% more impactful because of the design impact. Design impact to landing pages, design impact to our website, design impact to the overarching way that we were articulating and talking about ourselves from a brand perspective. And it had a significant amount of impact. And your work that you're doing, whether it's web, whether it's social, whether it's content, whether it's brand, whether it's design, each one of those things has some aspect of a measurable impact. Where is it going? Where is it being viewed? How is it being used? What exactly are those clients' objectives? And when you're having the initial conversation, each person knows largely to a reasonable degree, I want to go to from here to here. And did you have impact? Did they achieve that? Did they get there? Did they not? And there's so many pieces of it that are ultimately impacted by the work that you're doing. and you need to measure it.
Yeah, definitely. I like that you brought in the aspect of how we utilize our rebrand, right? Because ultimately, what we're doing is when we're looking for results is we're tying it to a client goal, right? So what is the initial goal of having that rebrand? We want more eyes. We want better return on our ad spend. We want people to have a lasting impact when they view us. And so being able to say, hey, look, this is my goal. This is what I want you to measure against, right? It gives them a directive. It gives them an incentive to like, okay, these are the things that we need to hit. It also gives them a direction, right? So it's like, these are the things that we need to hit. These are the things we need to make sure that we are driving towards. And it also gives them the ability to be the authority in the space or like, hey, listen, I know your goal is to get more impressions. I know your goal is to have a more lasting impression on your overall brand. People knowing who you are, right? So these are the things that I have seen in my experience that are able to drive that and let you be that authority in the space and tell the client where they're going. And then also once you're able to move towards those goals and actually hit those results, it actually shows them and builds that trust so that you can continue to work with them, partner with them, and be able to build that lasting relationship.
The other thing that I tend to hear, at least, I don't know whether you get the same kind of feedback, Darren, but the other thing that I tend to hear is like, you know, there's so many other implications and pieces that feed into this result. So either I don't feel comfortable asking for this information because I don't know that I was the only person that ultimately had impact to this. And two, I don't know that there's other pieces that go into it. So I don't want to like guarantee that this is going to happen. Nobody's suggesting that you necessarily need to guarantee anything. And then also in the example of what I gave for my brand is obviously the ad buyers had impact to it. Our ability to be able to sell also had impact to whether we were able to utilize those ads and actually convert the mechanisms in our ad tech in setting up those landing pages and the way that those were done and the way that those were executed ultimately had impact. So our developers, our web designers, our branding agencies, our ad agencies ultimately all had impact to allowing for this impact to ultimately happen. But they each all had a component to it. And sure, I'm not saying that I am the only person in the world that had a component of an impact to this, that I am the one with the magic wand and ultimately was able to do it. But you did have a piece to it and own that impact that you did have. And it does so many things. It allows for you to have an understanding of the value that you are actually providing from the work that you're doing. Having this conversation, even if you're only having it internally to begin with, and what it is exactly that you're able to produce. Understanding what that value is so that you can start talking about your work from a value perspective is immeasurably important. Then understanding exactly, starting to get into it in an articulation externally, is how you actually go about measuring those results has a direct impact to the retention and your upsell opportunity. Because if you have taken a client from A to B to C over the course of a 6 to 12 to a year long period of time, and you can have conversation about getting them to D and then to Z and how you can actually have impact to that and how you're going to leverage learning lessons and being able to continue to create for greater opportunity changes the dynamic of the relationship. And then finally, when you're having a sales conversation, the thing that each person, every single client you are talking to is asking themselves, whether articulating it out loud, like I probably would because I'm a verbal processor and just a loud person in general, or they're having it internally, which is, I'm going to spend this much, and what is the likelihood I'm going to achieve the outcome? And if you're able to have a conversation about you having done this type of stuff before and achieving the outcome that the client's looking for, then all you're doing is creating for greater safety, which as human species, all of us listening, I presume, we all are looking out for safety. That is the highest component that has been developed biologically in our bodies. The amygdala is constantly searching the world for risk. And safety is one of the things that we hold at the most important thing for us. So let's talk about now going and talking about measurement and how to get this information and whether it's even available and how to report on it and all of those things. So I want to kind of just open up the conversation. There's obviously loads of different agencies that are out there. I'm sure the people listening right now as well, there's a varied number of different services that you're all offering. And so let's talk about a couple of different verticals to begin with. Let's start brand, right? From a brand perspective, and if you're interested, do me a favor and reach out to info@creativeagencysuccess.com. We have like a list of different services and the types of KPIs that you can be considering. We'd be happy to share it with you. Just shoot us an email and I'll send it out to you, or we will send it out to you. I can't promise it'll be me. Anyways, so from a brand perspective, there's a couple of different pieces that you want to be thinking about. It's going to be ultimately revenue impact. It's going to be brand sentiment. It's going to be your employee retention. It's going to be valuation of the business. It's going to be, you know, stock value. It's going to be all of those oriented pieces that are largely, I mean, brand awareness oriented pieces. And it could even break down into the impacts, as I was describing, to improvement on ad conversion, reduction in the cost of a customer acquisition cost, and all of those pieces. From you're talking maybe more on the digital media side of things and going more digital agency. So it may be the cost per acquisition, the cost per lead, the click-through rates, the conversion rates on landing pages. It could be the amount of revenue, the amount of sales, the amount of impact there, the amount of case volume sold, the amount of product sold. It could even have impact to the amount of volume of quantity of product that the client is then buying, and it had an impact to their cost of goods. So even profit margins from a social media perspective. I mean, there's some like obvious pieces, web side of things, from traffic to engagement to bounce rates to stick rates to view through rates to click through rates to all of those pieces that are ultimately happening on a social media perspective. Obviously, this is not an exhaustive list. There's a ton more that's out there. But the first thing that I want you to be thinking about is like, all right, here's when you think about every single piece of any type of marketing collateral or design collateral, there's the where do you fall within a funnel of a marketing or sales cycle? How is your product ultimately being used or your design output ultimately being used? And what is the end achievement? What is the end outcome that they're looking for? And there's numbers all along that most companies ultimately are purposefully tracking or have the ability to pull up information that is going to give us an indication of what that looks like. And you want to insert yourself in the midst of that information and data collection to allow for you to be able to know what that is, be able to track what that is, and understand what that is.
Just a question for you from your perspective. When would be the opportune time for somebody who's running an agency to collect that information? Is it a steady stream of information? Is it like once the project's done? Is there a certain milestone checkpoints? When do you feel like would be the good opportune time for me to be, hey, I don't know where happened.
All of the above. So the first place that I would ultimately say that you want to do is you want to set the expectation from the very beginning in a sales conversation that you're going to be wanting to collect this information. So I would start the conversation with understanding where they are right now and collecting the data to begin with. And so from a sales perspective, you should be understanding where they are right now, where they're looking to go, what exactly is the mechanism by which they're going to measure the success of this particular initiative, and how are you going to measure the success yourself? And so having that conversation initially in a sales conversation is vital. And the thing that I would say ultimately is, and go back to my analogy of a wealth advisor or an investment manager, it's like the analogy that I would use here is, if I were to walk up to you and say, you know, how much money is in your bank account? You'd probably look at me and be like, what? Why are you asking me this information? That's a totally bizarre piece of information. No, I'm not giving it to you. But if I were to say, you know, hey, the reason why I'm asking this piece of information is because, you know, as your wealth manager and wealth advisor, I want to make sure that you have the current amount of liquid assets that allow for you to understand exactly what's going on and that you have the reserves that are necessary. I only want to invest any number in excess of X, Y, and Z. So maybe the better question is, what is in excess of this number in your bank account? Which effectively is the same question in, I can back into that number if it's just the number in excess and add that number in. But it's the context that allows for us to understand why we want to provide the information and not out there expecting everyone to just want to provide every single piece of information. But if you give them the context as to why they need to provide it and why they need to be collecting it and how it's going to have impact to their objectives, then ultimately they'll provide it to you. Then in the ideal world, I would say that I would like to have a steady stream of information that allows for me to collect it myself and not have to ask the client and be beholden to them. But ultimately, let's say that we are a product designer, right? And we are designing for products that live on a shelf in a retail location. And that information is only going to be housed by the retailer of what exactly was the amount of sales volume that I'm ultimately be able to have on a shelf. And like, what is the stick value? How long is it actually staying on the shelf? And what is the amount of movement that it's ultimately happening on the shelf? The only way that we're going to collect that information is either via the number of POs that is actually being sold to the retailer, or the retailer is actually providing that information directly to that manufacturer. And so depending on the level of depth of information that you're looking for, you may have to get it from the client. And I can pretty much guarantee that the vast majority of organizations do have that information, but you also want to be collecting it throughout the engagement and after the engagement. So let's say that you're just developed a new website and it's launched. Clearly, the day after it launched is not when it's going to have the most impact. You're talking 3, 6, 12 months after the fact that ultimately you're able to track the true progress that it has made and the impact that it has had. And so you want to track it later. also and understand what that looks like. And it could be as simple as installing Google Analytics 4 into the website platform and being able to understand exactly what's going on and track what those conversions are and understand what the bounce rates and stick rates and how long people are average time on web pages, how many pages they're viewing, all of that sort of stuff that allows for you to understand exactly how it's having impact. And I realize that I'm like speaking at an exorbitantly quick rate at the moment. But yeah, all of the above would be my answer.
Okay. Now, there is a lot of data points, as you pointed out, that you could potentially find and potentially use in different conversations. Are there, or how many is too many? Is there just like a key number of like, hey, you just need to present, maybe just go with three of the most impactful ones and just have the rest in your back pocket if you need to pull them out? Or like, we're just pushing out the outliers of like, yeah, we took you guys from 1% to 100%. Like, what is the...
I don't know who's gone from 1% to 100%, but that's quite an improvement. Anyways, so I would say that for the vast majority of the thing that matters most is dollars in pockets. That's ultimately the thing that matters most when it comes to a business and capitalism. And so you want to be making sure that you have a clear understanding of exactly how much monetary impact that project ultimately had and understanding the return on investment that ultimately took place from that project. Now, there's both leading indicators and lag indicators that we can be looking at and understanding inputs versus output metrics, really. The thing that I would say is that, sure, they may not actually tell you exactly how much sales was derived, and ultimately, they may not even be able to track it all the way through to the sale in the first place. So depending on the tracking mechanisms that they ultimately had, you can start to look at the leading indicators of what ultimately happened. So like, as an example, let's say that you built a website that was like the front shell, but didn't actually manage the back end of the actual e-commerce platform. And so the amount of people that ultimately went to the e-commerce platform and the click-through rate from the initial kind of a home marketing pages to the actual e-commerce platform, how much more traffic did you actually end up sending? And then the assumed number then you can then make is, all right, what is the average number of people that end up going to that site that end up actually making a purchase, which is the average purchase value that then allows for you to be able to understand to a base assumption of how much revenue that ultimately derived. And so it's the piece that you want to be thinking about is the thing that's most important is dollars. How many dollars or pounds or euros or whatever your country's currency is or the client's country's currency is? And ultimately, how did that actually have impact? And if you're not able to track that specifically, is then what are the leading indicators that I can get as close to it as possible? And if I can't even, and or is there the possibility for me to be able to derive a reasonable assumed number as well?
One thing that I run into a lot talking to different agencies is that typically some will start off, they'll have like one key marquee client, or before they become a key marquee client, it's like, yeah, we grew them from 1 million in revenue to 500 million in revenue, right? And we got to a certain point, it's like, we're undercharging them, even though we know that we're the ones driving this success for them. How do you then, knowing how much you're putting in their pockets, derive some value from that? It's like, hey, I charge you $10,000 for this website. You just made a couple hundred million off of it. Like, how are we building out our pricing models to make sure that we are able to...
That sounds like an entirely new episode of going through value pricing, which there are several in this podcast, so feel free to go back into it. But ultimately, what I would say is the way that I would be thinking about it is if you're in a position already that you're charging $10,000 and you helped a company go from however many million they said to 500 million, like, I'm sorry, but you failed. It's done. Move on. Find another client that you can do that with, because you've already, that relationship is, they don't see the value and they don't mm-hmm. respect you in the way that's important. So I would say in that example you gave, ship has sailed largely, I would say. But you want to be thinking about really from an overarching perspective is that what is a reasonable amount of return on investment of that I'm making? Is it 5x? Is it 10x? Is it 50x? Is it 100x? Like, what is the reasonable amount of investment that I should expect to get out of investing these dollars and that the company should expect to get? And so your value is ultimately going to be based on that. I mean, obviously there's, you know, market conditions that will dictate the highest end of the market that you're able to spend or that someone is willing to spend on that specific service or that end deliverable. So there's other considerations too, but I would say is largely the consideration that I'd be making is that on average, I am doing X. So as an example, and I don't want to give away too much detail, confidentiality reasons, but client ultimately knew that their service resulted in a minimum of a 5% lift in sales. And so ultimately the conversation was, your business is doing 500 million a year and I can increase sales volume by 5%. I know that I can. And so if you want to make, what was the number I said, 500 million?
Yeah.
So 25 million additional dollars of revenue every year for the next 10 years, largely 250 additional million of revenue over the course of the next 10 years. And that's how long that this will stick for before you need to do it again. What is a reasonable number you're willing to pay? You know, all it's going to cost you is $500,000 to make 250 million. You better guarantee I am super happy to open up my wallet, give you 500 grand to make 250 million. Absolutely. It's the idea of like, Darren, if you were to say to me today, Robert, if you give me $5 and I'm going to give you $25 in 3 days, like, I don't want to give you $5. Can I give you 100 grand? I want to make more money. Yeah. Where's the limit? How much can I make on this situation? Please. Because I'd like to make more money. And so that's largely the kind of situation that you should be, the kind of conversation that you'd be having, which I think stems me into the next point that I did want to make, is that the key piece here is positioning your agency as a partner. It's emphasizing the role and understanding that your clients actually do need you to achieve their outcome. But the piece that's incredibly vital is making sure that you're achieving measurable business outcomes and that you're part of that conversation. And we spoke briefly around the idea of how do you ensure that you're able to collect these results from clients, but it's really about building the habit of the cadence by which these reports are coming in, this information is being shared and how it's being shared and why they want to collect it and ultimately how that's happening. The couple of like pieces that I would say that are challenges that I see happen very frequently is that maybe clients are not tracking the metrics, they don't have the mechanisms by which to do it, and clients might even be hesitant to share some of the details. And largely, you'd be surprised from the largest, you know, household conglomerate names that every single person listening right now knows that clients have worked with or I have worked with at agencies that I've worked internally would share an incredible amount of detail. I think it's quite interesting. I mean, me being a finance person, I have no problem asking people about numbers. And so because of the confidence level that I come into asking this type of question, that people will just answer the question. And it's largely around the understanding that I'm assuming you're going to give me this information because I'm here as a consultant trying to help you. And because I'm asking this information in this question in a way that's, yeah, you're obviously going to answer this question, kind of confidence that I'm bringing to the conversation, they answer it. I mean, to the point, and I will quote a current client right now in a sales conversation at the end. She was like, I don't know why I answered all of those questions the way that I did, but you now know more about my personal finances than my husband does. And that was largely because I just answered and asked the questions in a confident way that I was expecting the answers. And so she answered them and later then realized, wow, I did actually answer a lot of really personal information. I just want to really drive home here. Results are the foundation of a successful client-agency relationship. By consistently measuring and communicating the impact of your work, you're able to build trust, you're able to drive your client retention better, you're able to position your agency better for growth. Whether it's just discussing the results in sales conversations that allows for clients to feel more comfortable, or encouraging clients to share their success stories and being able to have the ability to demonstrate the value that you're able to provide in a truly competitive market, right? Like, just recognize that the agency space is actually incredibly competitive. And this structure, if you follow it and recognize how important this ultimately is, you will be able to take these insights and these results that you're able to derive for clients and build such a vastly more successful agency. You need to be having this conversation. And if you're not part of it, you're going to be excluded from it. And your clients are evaluating you. Whether you believe it or not, your clients are evaluating you based on the value that you're able to provide. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in today. With all of the shifts in the industry, it is easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure of your next move. So I'm not here to try to sell you anything. I just want to give back and guide you through the uncertainty. Whether you're navigating new trends or just need some clarity, we're here to listen and offer advice. Head to creativeagencysuccess.com/chat to book a free 15-minute chat with an agency mentor who can provide you with a fresh perspective. Let's figure out the best steps for your agency's growth together.